so the topic today
is Shusha Rashi Kailul and Kamari Kailul. Is Zikui Aget. What I gave out is only Gemara, and from the Rif, it's not that. Anyway, so the topic of Zikui Aget actually begins on in Yavamas Kuf Yud Chas. The Gemara has a question there, B'makum Ketato and B'makum Yavam. Whether those two factors may constitute Zikui and override the concept we're familiar with of Meshav Tandu, Meshav Armelu, do they override, do they not? And the Maskana there, at least in the Makom Ketata, the Gemara seems to say it won't override Meshav Tandu, although the Ran has a suffix about that, but most Rishonim say not. In Makom Yavam, it's a suffix. Whether it does or not. Now here in our Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Mem, so here the Ramah brings down the case in Sif Hey. We're talking about an Isha Neseres Al Bala. Now there's two cases here. One case is going to be a case of Mumeris. That's what the Ramat speaks about a little before. It speaks about Mumeris.
Where's the Shulchan Aruch?
Kuf Mem Sif Hei in the Ramah. So he says, Yimishto Mumeris v'zochel aget al yedei acher. Kamoshin is bar la'el. La'el means in Sif Aleph. Now there, the context of Sif Aleph is the context of the Takanos Rabbeinu Gershom. Here they were most talking about that context. It's important to realize that. Here, the Ramah does not, seems to be talking about Heter Labala, not a context of the Takanos Rabbeinu Gershom at all. So it's a much greater extension of this Zikui. Whatever you're going to sense. If Aleph, you could say that's the Gabi Takanos Rabbeinu Gershom. Abel, instead of getting him to run around Kuf Aratzos, three Aratzos for Kuf Rabbanim, so we have this idea of a Zikui Aget, which might alleviate that situation. Although even by Takanos Rabbeinu Gershom, telling Takanos Rabbeinu Gershom, and according to most Paskim, you still have to, after the Zikui, you still give it back to the Baal, you make a Shalich Halacha, and the Shalich Halacha goes and gives it a get. But not in all situations is that possible. Let's say a mumeris, you're not going to find the woman, you don't know where she is, she doesn't want to come in. So can this extend even to heter labala or not? So here, on Siman Kuf Mem, the Ramah seems to say that it would, at least in a case of mumeris. Now, mumeris is more a case of Zikui, of Zechiyah Gamura, because we're talking about a woman who converted and she's Mizane from now on. I know she's not going to stop. She's not coming back. We're pretty confident she's converted. She's not coming back. And so therefore, giving her a Zikui is an inyan of Ifrushe Misura. We're by making her a non-Ashes Ish, so she'd be she's not over Averos. Now, there's a lot of side issues here, which I'm not going to get involved in, which Rabbi Yitzchak Yochanan and Ein Yitzchak discusses, namely, is there a din of Arvus for such a person, or do you say Haliteu LaRasha B'Yamus? Is there... So he says, no, you still an Inyan of Zikui, he brings down a Machlokas, between the Behuda and some others, whether there is Zikui or not, Dago Mervava gets involved, and so anyway, so that's we're just not going to involve us in there.
Just a kind of more general question, if that's okay. There's a machlokas in the Rishonim and Achronim if a person is not kone, if a woman receives a get but is not koned, or if you could do a kinyan chotzer with a get, and so on. Mm-hmm. If you go with the opinions that hold that a kinyan is not enough and she actually has to receive it, has the zikui ever work?
Okay, I'll get involved in that. Okay, so... the question here is zikui, does zikui work? So by a mumerist, or Rama seems to say it works. Because Shem Bar Leil, Alfo Pishachazra Bacharechen, Eina Tzricha Get Acher. So he's at the Rama. Now he quotes a quote of Naseris. V'hu Adin Lisha Naseris Al Bala. So Naseris means she's still Jewish. She made a mistake. She Yitzhar got the best of her, whatever. She was Mazana. Although there are different cases of Naseris, you've seen the poskim. Some cases of Naseris is she actually, the case of Ein Yitzchak, I think, has, or in Abihuda, that she left Lutta, she went to London, and she's, no one even knows where she is, and she had a history of being a Zayna before, and all these kinds of cases where Naseris may never come back anyway, but the poskim say, and Naseris, it might be, she did once Nevera, but maybe she's coming back. Maybe she has charata. She only did it once. She's not going to do it again. Although you have to wonder, what exactly is her benefit of staying with the Baal? She was mezana, so she's a sura labala. So she doesn't get mezonos anymore. So why is that considered a chov to give her? Why is it not a schus to give her a get? So you could say, well, it's not a chov, it's not a schus, but it's not ifushe misura because she's not going to do it anymore. So it's not clear, at least, that it's a complete schus for her. Maybe she still wants to be Mrs. So-and-so. It's not clear what the tzad chov there is. But nonetheless, the Rama here says, at the end, he says, "Mivadin leishan eseres al bala mezaka la get al yedei acher." And then he adds, "Ve'yesh machmirim baza." So on this "yesh machmirim baza," there's already a Beis Shmuel here. He says, "Wait a minute." And Simon Aleph, the Beis Shmuel, the Rama said, "You can be a mezakeh get to a mumeris." And here suddenly, the "yesh machmirim baza" is a maharik. Now this maharik is what we're going to talk about a little here. The maharik employs the riff. Now, where is this riff? So I gave the photocopy here. Here's the riff. And, so the riff, it's important to know the context of the riff. The riff is basically only, when he says, the pshita of the riff is that even if it's a zikui, even you do zikui get, by Eved Knani, that is. Let's talk about someone's mezakeh get shichur for an Eved Knani. We pass on like Chachamim that it is a schos, but it doesn't work the whole way. All that works is legabe that there is no chazara. He can't be chozer anymore once he gave the get. But actually, to be chal, it has to be like kam liyad ha'eved. That's a famous Shitas Harif, which they all talk about. But the question is that the riff right after this mentions the two cases in Yevamos. Right after. So the question is why? First of all, it's kind of strange he brought it down here. I would expect him to bring it in Yevamos. Okay, but I guess stranger things have happened. But the Maharik basically says, no, he brought it down here because it has the same din as the Shichur Eved, i.e. that even when you do zikui for an isha, it only works legabe that the Baal can't be chozer anymore, but it doesn't, it's not chal to be matir to the olam until it's baliyada. And on this point, that's what the seems pashtus the way the Rama understood him, and the Taz takes great issue with this. First of all, let's just think. This is I was thinking just pashtus the case of Makom Yavam. So, what's his entire intention? His entire intention is to free her from the Yavam, right? So she won't be should be mutaris labala. So I might be wrong here, but obviously he wants her to be a mutaris laolam now, right? Because he might die any minute. He might. He wants to be matir her labala now. So what's it going to help that it only worked halfway? Matir l'shuk. Yeah, it's matir l'shuk. So it's not going to be matir l'shuk until it gets to her yad. So what did it accomplish? It didn't accomplish much. So just a pashtus asugya, just not wouldn't. Really time.
So
can't be the okay. But she still need a chalitza.
Yeah, but the lechura, according to the brief, he's doing it because he doesn't. She doesn't want a mukishpin. And
The case of Yavam is the case of Mukishrin. It's just the Yavam. She's not. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So she doesn't
want to
marry the Yavam. If the Yavam can't be
Miyavim
here, he'll be forced to
chavi chalitz. Okay. So perhaps. But I'm saying the pashtus hasugya is that he wants to free her from the Yavam. He wants to free her l'shuk, I would think. Okay. But anyway. Yeah. So the Taz says that was never the intent of the. First of all, the fact the Rif brought it here is not for the sake of equating it to Eved Kanani. And the sake of the Eved Kanani, there's a tzad chov too. He might want a life of pritzus but. In the case of Schluss Gamor, so who says that the Rif would be Cholik on that? Who says the Rif would be Cholik in the case of these cases where it's a Schluss Gamor? He has other tainas also I can't get into, but the looks like he has here. So first, let's understand for how would zikui work in any event. The Rif holds that zechiyas love mitam shlichus. So that means lechora that you would need lechora you would to say zikui works. Basically, zikui is what shlich lekabbalah. So it has to be yado ki yad ha'isha. Has to have a yad. So if you say that zikui, you have to be her shaliach. If you say shaliach. Zechiya love mitam shlichu, so how does it work? It's not her yad. It's really, and here we'll go to the explanation of the Rif by the Divrei Emes quoted in the Birkas Shmuel. So he explains the Rif in this way. I'm going to use that with a Ksav Sofer as well. It says, by Eved Kanani, you have two components. You have a mamon component to him, and an iser component, right? So, the mamon component is that you own him midine mamonos, he's your property. And number two, you have an iser component, i.e., his heter for shivcha knainis, eating betruma, etc. So if you hold like the Rif is from chachmei svarid mistamei yehel tzachia love mitam shlichus. That means, says the Divrei Emes, what that works, the chiluk between the two is, but if you hold zechiya lav mitam shlichus, it means that when I'm doing a zechiya for someone, it's my maisa. It's not his maisa. The maisa is mine. I relate the chalos to Ploni. And it works in that way. But it's my maisa. If you hold zechiya mitam shlichus, so I'm his shaliach, and the shlichus, the maisa relates to him as well. This is something that's brought down in other achronim. For instance, Rav Yosef Engel famously has, I think, in the first piece in his famous sefer, I think the name is Asvan Daraisa.
Yeah.
Among the other couple of many swarm he wrote, is that Shaliach Nasa Eid is because basically the Maisa also relates to the Mishaleach, so he's basically removed from it so he can be an aid. That's the idea of Shaliach Nasa Eid, explains it in that way. If you say Zechi Alami Tam Shlichus, the way that Divrei Emes brought down the Brick of Shmuel explains the Riv is that that's why it only goes halfway. Vis-a-vis the Mammon component, we hold like Shmuel holds a Mafkir Avdo Yatza Lecheres V'tzarech Get Shechur. So Mafkir will work Legabe the Mammonos component. So that works, even Zechi Alami Tam Shlichus, that would work. So he's no longer his Eved vis-a-vis Dine Mamanos. But Legabe the Isurim, he still needs a Gate Shechur. And it has to be Yado Mamish. It has to be Yado Mamish. So when it gets to his Yad, then he'll be able to say he's completely free and he won't have the ability to marry a Shifcha and eat Truma anymore. But that halfway measure, then that's why once he gives over the Gate Shichra to the Eved, and it works Midine Mamonos, he can't be Choser anymore. Because it worked already Midin Mamon. So he can't be Choser. That's the way he's explained. But by Isha, you don't have that. Isha, you don't have that. So there wouldn't be, Lechor wouldn't be any halfway measures. Isha is just an Akinyan Isser. It's not a. There's no mammon. You don't own the Isha at all. These Pashtus, you don't own her. It's just a Kinyan Isser relationship. So either it works, it doesn't work. It's not going to go. Not going to go halfway. That's the argument I want to make. It's not. It doesn't seem to go halfway. And it's probably what the Taz meant also, but it doesn't spell it completely out. If you have this, the question is. Still, Zechi Alav Mitam Shlichus. So how does it become the Yad? I think that's what you're referring to. You asked originally. How does it become the Yad? So here already there's a Ksos and some others. When it's a Schus Gamor, so everyone would agree that it works Mitam Shlichus. There's a Ksos like this in Siman Kuf Hei. The Ksos says, when it's a Schus Gamor, it's kind of a Xeris Akasiv, he says, that Zechiah is mitam shlichus. So either you could say the minui is the Torah makes the minui, or you don't need minui. It's a din of shlichus when it's a schus gamor. But either or, it seems that there even lechachmei Sfarad will agree that the schus gamor it works. It'll work. And that's what these gemaras are telling us. If you can say that it's a schus gamor, that lemet of tandu is overridden by these various factors, then it would work the whole way. No, there's no halfway measures. There's no by anisha, because there's no dine mamonos component, so it's not going to work halfway. So it works or it doesn't work. So lechara here. We take a look at the Pizkei Tshuva. What did the Rama mean when he said the Yesh Machmirim? Was he going back only on the previous case of Neseres? Right? Or was he even going back on Mumeris? Which he mentioned, which he originally said explicitly would work even Lehetra Labala, and even if she's Choser later and she converts back to she becomes back a yid, she doesn't need another get. Does he even go back on that case? So here, this Pesach Tshuva brings down a major machlokus. The Beis Shmuel and another Behuda both assume that the Rama was only going back on Naseris. But by Mumeris, it works the whole way. In other words, what the Rama was saying is, like our approach here. By Mumeris, it's a schus gamor. It's a schus gamor. There it would work. And work completely. So there's no halfway measures. It works completely. And by Neseres, for some reason there, like we said, it's not a complete schus. It's not a complete schus. It's not a schus gamur. So there it fails. And when it fails completely. So it doesn't even work for Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom. It won't work there, and you would need a Heter Merabanim. It won't, assuming, again, by Neseres, you need a Heter Merabanim, which is another topic we're not going to get into. We're just assuming you would need it. Many Paiskim hold by Mumeris you don't need it, by Neseres you do need it, some say even by Neseres you don't need it, and then there's also a Veres Al Das. This is a discussion more of Takanos Rabbeinu Gershom. But anyway, the approach of the Nodi Behuda and the Beis Shmuel is that the Ramah's intention when he said Yesh Machmirim is only by Neseres, and there it doesn't work for anything. It doesn't work for Takanos Rabbeinu Gershom or for Heter Labala, and by Mumeris it works for everything, because there it's a Schlitz Gamor, and this is more or less the approach we're taking, based on this Divrei Emes and the Rikos Shmuel, it works there completely. But the only thing is, it seems the Ramah, from other Simanim later and Kuf Mem Hei, it seemed he did take the Maharik as working by Isha only maybe half measures. There's different cases later on. It says if the Baal became a Mishumad, and we know that his wife is frantically running around trying to get a get.
Where is this in?
This is in Kuf Mem Hei Siv Hei. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's in Kuf Mem Siv Hei. Kuf Mem Siv Hei. So now she's frantically running around trying to get a get. So the Ramah says, Yeshurim Yachal Zakit Lalia Alia De Shaliach, Umigareshis, the Kabbalah Sa Shaliach. And the Ramah says, Vayesh Machmirim Gambaza. And there they quote that Maharik. Okay. Again, they quote the Maharik as being the Yelser.
The case is again.
He became a Mishumad. The Baal became a Mishumad. And the Isha is frantically running around trying to get a get. So that's you would think that that's a pretty good case of Schlitz Gamor. No, I mean, don't want to leave with him too much. She's made it clear she wants to get a get. And nonetheless, the Ramah there.
With its Sibur Baal and so on and so forth, just that we can't find it right now. So we can zack it to her straight away. That's the point.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So there the Ramah says, Yesh Mechirin Gam Bazeh. I think it's pretty clear he's talking even about a very strong case of a Schlitz Gamor, and still he's employing that Maharik even in that case. So it would seem to be that Ramah is not like the Nodi Behuda and Beis Shmuel, but rather like these other Harnim, the Chemda Shlaimai and the Beis Meir. They say when the Ramah said Yesh Machmirim, that he's going on both cases. And really, there is a schus gamur. There's a schus in Neseres and Mumeris. There is a schus there. But who cares? The Maharik said that we can only go halfway, and we can't be Matir Labala. We can only go halfway, and it would work. Legabit Takanas Rabbeinu Gershom, we're okay. It's fine. It works. Legabit Takanas Rabbeinu Gershom. But the Maharik will block us based on his argument on the Rif. That it'll stop it in its tracks. So, legavi takanas rabbeinu gershom, that's sufficient, but not legabe heter labala. So, if he gives it to her and he can't be chozer, that's enough legavi takanas rabbeinu gershom. Now, here on kuf mem, so he quotes here in Pesach Tshuva at the end, the gate mekusher. Sorry, just getting it here. Sefer Get Mekushar, at the very end of the Bitri Tshuva in Siman Chas, he says, "Mikamakam nira demoda deina bal yachol lachzor umisgareshes af bar kocha shobal v'lachain chapir pasak rama b'pshitas lezaka gate leishto ozevistas v'kevan v'kfar masar haget l'shaliach v'ein yachol lachzor lo shayach dekanas rabbeinu gershom sharehi kvar bishut atzma v'shalich notein bar kocha shobal aval tira l'alma katav rama yesh machmirim." And he says, "Lanius dati enteritza maspik, because it's mevur midive marik the ladas arif gam linyan cherem rabbeinu gershom lo nitkana iser." Okay, so he argues on this premise also. Like according to the marik, even the kanas rabbeinu gershom won't work. Mishum zechias aget al yede acher the sof sof adain he eishes ish ad sheyagia liyada. So what does that? What it means is. He's Eishasish Ad Sheyagia Liyada. That might be what we're saying. It's not. There's no halfway measures there. You have to buy a get. It's not like a get shuchur of an eved. Uval korchich tzarech lomar lachila kanal delinian urbin ergeshon samchinon al das Rashi v'tosvos. Meaning, das Rashi v'tosvos is that. That zechia mitam shlichus and mimele, it's going to work even right away. You're not. Okay, so this is an important machlokus. I know it happens sometimes. We do zikui. I get. It does occur sometimes. I actually met Rabbi Yaakov Lichter here in the building once, and he said he'd done it himself a few times. So it's important to know this these ideas. Anyway, the question is what the riff really had in mind, and it seemed to that the Rama assumed, like the Ma'arik, all the way, that he, not only by Shichur Eved, but even by Get Isha, it somehow would only work halfway. Now, there is a way to answer it in saying that if you hold that Shar Kinyanim worked by a Get, and this is Shmuel Rozovsky has this approach. It says, well, first of all, if Shar Kinyanim worked by a Get, that's Chitas Rashi. There's no indication the Rif really also holds of it. But if it does, so then maybe you could say there was a zechia in the get itself. But the heter get, it's sort of this machlokus. You have the Rambam and the Rashba. If you put it in a chatzersha, ena mishtameres, and then ultimately it reached the yada isha. Is that good, or do you need another? Another Mesir Labal to the Isha. That's a famous machlokes. What is the nature of Chatzer Mishtameres? And does it have a status of a Yad? It just doesn't work for Kinyanim, or it doesn't have a status of a Yad at all. But maybe there you have this idea, again, this partial idea of a split where, she was Zocha in the Get, but the Hetero, it's not considered Tli Gitech Mel Gabikarka, and he's not. He can't be chozer, but the legabe the chalos hatter. It's not until it's balayado mamish. So maybe you can have this split. Maybe what the Rama is working with, but again, it's a big chiddush to say there it is a yad. Here we're saying it's the yad of shaliach, zechia lamitam shlichu. So he's doing. You'd have to say that char kinyanim worked by a get, like Rashi. There's no indication again the Rif even holds of that. It's a big chiddush in Rashi to say that. It's a big chiddush for Rashi. Is a big chiddush that such a concept even exists. So to say the Rif agreed with that, and that therefore we can go to half measures. I don't know. That a little bit of a stretch there, but it's possible to say the Rif would go half measures, but it's not. It's not something you would. I guess you would be clamoring to say. Okay, so let's hear that. Just next, what? Okay, this is a case where it's a schus. What's a case of the Nabida has such a case where she's tzovachas mitchilo be'atzov. She became a mumeris, and now she's you want to be mezakir a get, and she does not want to accept a get for whatever reason. Exactly why not? But she's putting up a big argument. She doesn't want to. So this does not appear in the Piskei Tshuva. I guess it's. But Rav Hashem Reb Blake referred me to the Otzer Apayskim and Siman Aleph. And here our namesake, Rav Yitzhak Elchanan, has a famous, I don't know if it's famous, but it's a very interesting and I would say difficult tshuva, where he goes out on a limb to say, and again, he's only referring to Takanas Rabbeinu Gershom here. He's not, as far as I have seen, does not extend it to Heter Labala. But even as that, even for Takanas Rabbeinu Gershom, is a very big chiddush. Usually you would say, even can you be Zocha Bal Korcha of the Isha? So again, we know this as in the other direction, which we might discuss as we've seen this in the last 20 years. Can you be Zocha Bal Korcha of the husband again? So here we're going to be Zocha Bal Korcha of the Isha, which might be a little easier. It's a Bilshon Hagzama. Let's see. Yeah, so the two main rayas Rabbi Yitzhak Elchanan brings is A, the Rashba in Kiddushin Kaf Gimel. So the Rashba there, although his Hagdama is Lule de Mistafina, I would say this, that you could be Mezaka Get Shikra Le'evit, even though the Evid is screaming up and down that he's not interested in the Get Shikra, because it's a schus for him, and you can mezakeh him bal korcho. However, he qualifies it at the end that that's only if when you give it to the Eved himself, it's also, you could do so bal korcho. So if the Eved was standing right here, I would give it to him bal korcho. I could give it to him. So therefore I could be mezakeh to him bal korcho as well. Since, since it seems that it's a schus, right? I mean, not knowing anything else, I would assume, I could presume it's a schus. So therefore, when I give it to the to Pliny on his behalf, that's a schus, and it would work. Okay, even if he's tovach later, even if he's tovach later, so that's the Rashba. So the Rabbi Yitzhak Elchanan says the same thing would work here. But here it's a little different. Here, she's already tzavachas before you gave it to Ploni. So perhaps you can't presume that it's a schus for her. And the whole parsha of Zachin can't be employed. That's the problem with Rabbi Yitzhak Elchanan's extension. And he knows that it's a big chiddush. He's extending it even to tzavachas mitchila ve'atzov. But he's willing to go along with it. Okay, now Rav Shachter didn't think that that it works. Basically, he didn't.
He was saying it just for consecrated Gershom.
He was right. That's his. That's what he's addressing there. Yeah, he's only saying it for that. Yeah. So, and he says there that it could be for the consecrated Gershom. You don't even have to give her a get. Yeah. That's his possession. But hey, Chede Efshar, we try to do it. Again, that's more at the kind of Serena Gershom question there. So,
because
she was Mumeris. By Mumeris, he's talking. Right? So, so perhaps he was willing to do it even without the Nisinas get. The kind of Serena Gershom doesn't work. Okay, the big cholik on Rabbi Yitzhak Elchanan is the Shvus Yankov. So he says no, you can't be done, and then Rabbi also says it can't be. Elsa has such a case. He says it can't be done, and he goes even. He has a different. I was thinking he has a case there that you can't even buy her a piece of property and throw it into the property, because that's also. But perhaps you can contrive such a. Let's say if you can tell her you're buying her a piece of property, And, yeah, I don't know if you have to go out to these limbs. Let's assume you have to, you want to buy your priest's property. She doesn't know that it's being done explicitly for this case. Let's assume you send her a letter in the mail. You should know that you just won a piece of property in the middle of New York City, and it's, and she's happy about that, and there was something on the property, whatever. And then once she's done that, so then you can throw a get into it. Even about Karsha, you throw a get into it. It would work. Lachar should work. She doesn't have to. I'm not sure. Maybe she has to be Omedes Betzida, though. You'd have to make sure she's Omedes Betzida there. Maybe it's possible to do it.
Cut the ribbon.
Yeah, maybe Vaidar has cut the ribbon, you know, so maybe she's there, and then at that point you could throw her a get. Okay, maybe it's possible still to do it, but Pashtus, it's not, this Kiddush of the Yitzchak is definitely something to think about. One of the rayas the Yitzchak had is... It comes from the other sheet I gave on the in Sota Cafe. Okay, this is a little bit of a more involved raya. So the Gemara here has Yibayaluhu Baal Shamachal Al Kinuyav. Before we get to this, just the general din is that if a husband goes to Medina Sayam and his wife is not acting properly, so Beis Din can be mekane the woman, or maybe he must be mekane the woman, based on the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva, the chovah to be mekane. Whatever the case is, Beis Din can do it. That seems to be an inyan of Zechia. At least that's the way Rashi interprets it here. That's an inyan of Zechia. So they're Mizaka the Kinui on behalf of the Baal. And this is another element. That seems to be the case. So we're dealing with Zechia here. Now, just as offshoot, the Yerushalmi seems to say that you don't learn it from the Pasuk Ish Ish, but rather from Daber al Bnei Yisrael, and it might be a din in Beis Din. It might have nothing to do with Zechia. I have to keep that in mind. One of his rayas here is Ibayalu Baal Shem Machal al Kinuyav Machol O Eino Machol. Miyamrinan Bikuni the Baal Tala Rahmanu Val Hamachile O Bilma Kevan the Kanele Mikara Lo Matze Machile. Okay. So the Gemara brings a raya from this case. It says Tashma based in Mekanim Lahem Mishin Iskarish Baal al Nishtata Shechavish Bebeis Asurim. So Gemara says, if you hold Iyamart Baal Shemachal Kinuyav Machal, so it's going to be a Zilus of the Beidina. You know, why? We're going to be Makane for the Kinuy. And he's going to come back and be Machal the Kinuy. What's that all about? That's going to be a Zilus of the Beidina. So it must be, the Gemara says, that you can't be Machal. Well, the Gemara wants to bring that as a riot. But vice dice, according to the other tzad, that Baal Mishra Machal al Ki, Eino Machal, we don't have a problem with him, with that. But why? Lechara, if we employed Zachin, that's what we're employing here, according to Rashi, we're employing Zachin, so maybe he'll come back, and he'll be Maiche, he didn't want the Kinui. He'll be Maiche, he didn't want the Kinui, and it'll fall apart. So the Shaila should have been on both Mandamrim, not only on the man damar baal shemachal kinuy of machol. Even if you hold ein kinuy of machol, but since we're employing zachin here, he might come back and be mocha, and the zachin will be a nishta zachin, and it turns out that we'll be have the zalus of the bedina. So from here, Rabbi Tzachanan wants to be medayik. You see from the fact that Gemara wasn't worried about this, that he cannot be mocha. He can't undo the kinui, because it's a schus, that's a schus for him, it's a schus, and we can be mizake and baal karcho. Now, here it's a little different from the case of the Rashba, because here it can't be done baal karcho. true, it's a chova. It might be a chova for him to make a kinui, but it's not a case of it could be done bal korcho if he was standing here. We couldn't do it bal korcho.
According to again, would you say that's according to?
Rav Yitzchak Kochanan brings this as a raya.
Yeah, according to Rashi, it's Mishum Zachin.
Yeah, Rashi has it right. This is, his whole raya is assuming it's working like Rashi. It's working from Din Zachin. You could say no. We could say it's just a din and based in. Based in has a obligation to make sure that the society is acting properly, and there be a mikane on the husband's be. On a wife, it's a din in based in, not a din in zachen for the ball. Then you would never riot.
Who did you say says that? Who did you say says it to din in
based in? Well, Torah Tmima quotes Yerushalmi as seemingly it's a din in based in. Okay. Yes, how's the Gemara? The Gemara's docha this raya, though. The Gemara says, yeah, Stamad de Milsa Adam Maskim Aldas based in. Okay, so the question is, once the Gemara arrived at the Maskana, what broke down? So you could say the Gemara was only talking Lamanda Amar Baal Shemachal Kinuyav Machal. But we're not worried Kinuyav Machal, because a person always goes with Beis Din, and he's agreeable. Chashash Zeilusa is very small, and we'll go ahead with it. But maybe Lamanda Amar Baal Shah Machal Ein Kinuy of Machal, maybe that remains. That might remain. Or maybe not. Or maybe once the Gemara reached the Maskana, you don't have to say that, you don't have to say that assumption is true anyway. Because we have the other, at least we have Adam Maskim Labal Din Basedin. So you'd have to say, Kondrib Sal Kochanan, that, it remained Lamaskana, which is by no means clear that that remained. Secondly, you'd have to say, like we said, that it's a din in Zichui Labal, not a din in Beis Din. So that's already two strikes. Now, the next, right, so to bring this as a raya for, Shakta told me after World War I, there was a rav named Rav Klotzkin, I don't know if I'm saying this correctly. Rav Leo Klotzkin, who, because of the big Aguna problems, there were like a million Jews in World War I fighting on both the Axis side and on the Ally side, whoever the Axis and the Allies were in that war. But there were 300,000 Jews in the Russian army and 60,000 Jews in the German army. It was a big mevucha with Agunos afterwards. And he did this writing of a get without the ball there. So it happened, but Rav Herzog wrote about this. He says, "Einani afilu matchil lehasik davar kazel dati." He couldn't, how he went ahead and did this, Rav Leo Klotzkin. Obviously, so to use this, as a right, first of all, it's not clear that it exists Lamaskana, and secondly, it's not clear that the Zachin is being employed here. The other things, of course,
this is about the case where the woman doesn't want to get.
That's other raya. Yeah, but
that's the shaila they're talking about. Not about Zachin in general. It's when she doesn't want.
Right, when she doesn't want to get. But again, this is only a raya when she expresses her view later, not Rav Yitzchak Kochanan is his chiddush is it's even mitchila v'atzof, even bishas zechia leploni for on her behalf, she's still saying no. That's a big chiddush. That's a huge chiddush to say that.
As many of the cases you have but, nowadays would be where she says she doesn't want to come to Bezdin, so that she's said already.
Okay.
In the case where you can't get in touch with her.
No, not the same as she said the favors. No, it's not that.
Yeah, the other things we have against Rav Klotzkin's these kind of iterim, the Ramban says beferush that in order to be lishma, So it has to have a tzivui habal directly, in samach vav. So in order to be lishma, you have to have that tzivui. The other thing to say zichui is what about all these rishonim and chol tzachia love me time shlichus? So you need a chara shaliach here. It's not a zichia love me time shlichus. And here it's also. And according to them, in addition to that, you don't say me'adam l'char. Here it's me'adam. So me'adam means that you can't, whenever you have a das makna, you can't substitute for that. It's true, the Chazon Ish argues on this me'adam, but nonetheless, he's still not according to Chachmei Sfard, he wouldn't be a shaliach. It wouldn't be shlichus. If you need shlichus for ksivas haget or machzudeis and taisus and gittin, but even if you don't, le'ilchara like the Ramban holds, you would need a tziva yabal to create lishma. So for all these reasons, it doesn't seem to work. Now just add one more thing. And this is the Sefer Pischei She'arim, written by Rav Hornblass. One of his descendants, Judge Hornblass, comes to the Kollel Yom Rishon here quite a bit. And his other descendant, who was Nifter 4 or 5 years ago, Dr. Hornblass, is an eye surgeon from Englewood, who I learned with a few times. And I was in the Englewood Kollel there learning. He's a very, both of them very... very touch of the touch of amazing. So what he wants to say is maybe by mumar you have an added dimension to be matir the isha with the zikui, as maybe, and this is already mentioned in the Beis Yosef, I think, is that according to I think the Gate Pashut has a big discussion on this. Maybe the by mumar there's no tvisas kiddushin. That's a big issue. But he wants to say, and according to Shitas Rashi, if there's no Tvisas Kiddushin, so that's Mafkia, even if Kiddushin exists, that's Mafkia, the Kiddushin, altogether. So he wants to add, maybe there, that's why the Ramah made that Chiluk. But,
we have to make a schedule.
Yeah.
Next week. Am I speaking or is that right?
There's a big lineup of people who want to give.
Yes.